Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Previously on Conference Call. Shannon is...
Shannon. She's our other partner.
Shannon Webster?
Yeah, Shannon.
She was our original investor.
Okay, I need to speak with Shannon now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more of a, let's not do that right now.
Last time I talked to her, I think she was in Prague.
Right.
As long as we can connect over the phone, any time of day or night, really, we can just go ahead and plan that, so...
Okay.
From National Public Broadcasting and WQRC New York, I'm Charlotte Dunn, and this is Conference Call. In our connected world, it's relatively easy to find information on anyone. That's because every time you buy an airline ticket or sign into Instagram or use Google Maps, you leave behind an electronic signature, a relatively permanent trail of data or digital footprint that paints a picture of your online behavior and habits. So when I became curious about the Toad's infamous angel investor, Shannon Webster, I thought I'd check out her digital footprint. And to my surprise, there was nothing. No Facebook, no email address, no Twitter mentions. So this was a power player entrepreneur without so much as a LinkedIn? It was baffling. I had the WQRC research team take a deep dive. They couldn't find anything either. Something was obviously wrong, and it was pretty clear that Shannon wasn't real. My timing seemed to be in sync with Julie's, because when I listened to the next call, she sounded different. I could hear in her voice that she must have come to the same conclusion I did. Naturally, my big question before the next Lilypad meeting was, if Shannon Webster doesn't exist, how in the hell were the Toad Bros going to get her on a call? It's Monday, March 8th at 11:01 a.m. Pacific time. There are 4 months and 4 days left on Julie's contract.
Welcome to Telelink Conference Pro. Please enter your PIN. You are now joining your conference call with...
The Toad Bros.
I don't remember ordering
Hi.
A sausage. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Are you guys still both in New York?
Yeah. We're here together and we...
Three men in a badly behaved King Charles Spaniel, so... Bit of musical chairs in the mornings with the bathroom rotation.
Well, I understand that. Nobody wants to use the bathroom at Starbucks.
You're preaching to the choir here, so we're all on the same page.
Right. So Shannon, is Shannon here? Hi, Shannon.
Oh, no. So she's not...
She's not here.
She's not on just yet.
Oh, she's not here.
Yeah.
Huh.
We just
okay.
wanted to make...
Where is she then?
You're just making sure that you're still okay to meet right now.
Yeah, is now still
right
good for
your schedule?
You? Is that...
You're asking me that now?
Is now okay?
Yes, now is okay, because I was planning on this.
Okay, cool.
Right. Okay.
Great.
Awesome.
Right, because I'm here. Like, I'm...
Well, I wasn't sure if you had a jump or anything.
No. Now is good. I would like to talk to Shannon, please.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we'll get Shannon on here in just a second. Thank you again, Julie, for I don't want to say pestering us, but demanding that we all get on the same line. I think it's really important that we move forward together. And also, I think you guys are just going to get a kick out of one another, so...
Cool. Yeah. I'm just glad you guys are able to work it all out, and I'm looking forward to meeting Shannon.
Yep, us too. So,
Want to meet the woman that's pulling all the strings. It'll be cool to see who's in charge and tell
you
guys what to do.
Not all the strings.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, we should... Not even fully that far.
I think we tell ourselves what to do.
Yeah, we're holding our own strings.
Yeah.
Right. But she is, you know, she's got the purse strings sewn away.
I look forward to asking her all about that. Is she...
Yeah.
Do we call her in or?
Yeah. Here.
You have her business line, right?
Yeah. I'll dial her.
Yeah, get her on.
Okay, great.
Hi,
Hello, Shannon Webster.
Hey,
Shannon.
Shannon, it's Jed and Joel. How's it going?
Ah, hello, boys. I'm doing great.
Are you? Is this a good time? Are we catching you? You're not too jet lagged, I hope.
No, just had my exercise, and now I'm having a little bit of OJ.
Oh, great.
Orange juice.
Well,
awesome.
Well, we just wanted to introduce you to our new partner, Julie Burke. Julie, this is Shannon.
Julie.
Shannon, Julie.
Shannon, it's really great to meet you. It's been a while. I'm so happy that we could manage to coordinate schedules finally.
Oh, my God. I love the way you say schedule.
Yeah, I'm British. So.
Oh, my God. I love the Brit.
You said you're jet lagged. Is that right? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Tokyo.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why it's part of why it's been so tough to get her on the phone. She's been just all over the place.
Time zones.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, so she's in Tokyo, and then we're here in New York, so everyone's kind of doing their own thing.
I love Tokyo. Japan is one of the best places I've ever been. And what part of Tokyo are you in? Because it's obviously such a big city.
I'm in the heart of it. Look, I'll look at my window right now. If I look at my window, I see a sushi store. I see,
Well, we don't want to take too much of your time, Shannon,
yes,
so thank you for, we'll make this quick here.
Just wanted to do a quick meet and greet. We know you're busy out there in Tokyo, so.
Sushi store? Is that the name of the restaurant, or?
I think that's a chain.
Yeah.
But more importantly, Julie, oh my God, I'm just so happy that you're here to have you on this team. You know, it's so hard being the only woman, you know, working with these boys. You know, it's a boys club over here. But, you know, all these men, you know, men, they're always talking about golfing and, you know, they're talking about like wrestling and what it's like to be a man in this day and age. And I'm like, you don't understand. All these years we've been burning our bras, you know, and finally we have rights and you're going to shoo us away. No more. You know, it's like.
I 100% agree. And I think, you know, Julie, to her credit, was just a little anxious about the budget you approved for the Karen meeting.
I just wanted to make sure that you're okay with the fact that the company spent $80,000 on a meeting with Karen Gillan. You're aware of that?
Funny you should say that, Jules. Can I call you Jules? Because I love that name. You know, it reminds me of the rings I wear, Jules, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, in Japan, there's this little story. It's called Mulan. I'm not sure if you know about it, but it's about this young woman, very, very attractive woman, who comes up and kills the Huns, you know, and she sings this little song called Let's Get Down to Business. Well, I'm telling you, Julie, let's get down to business. I want you to be the little Mulan for these boys, you know. I want you to show them how to do it. I want you to climb to that top of that pole, and I want you to look at Donny Osmond, and I want you to say, I did it, I'm the winner.
Right, no, yeah, I am familiar with Mulan. Just wanted to double check while we have you on the call.
Feels like we've
just to wrap things up. We're kind of okay to smooth sailing going forward and just using the rest of our funds to keep.
My God, yes, of course. I love these boys. I love these boys, Jules. I love them. I'm obsessed with them. I will give them all my money. I give them my liver. I give them my heart. Sorry. I give them, you know, whatever they need because they are the idea.
Yeah, Shannon.
No, I give. Oh, I'm talking to these boys. Would you just leave me alone, please? Bentley! Bentley, stop it!
Oh, not Bentley, though. Remember, Shannon?
It's not. That's actually... that must be your dog, Shannon, that you're traveling with?
Not Bentley, of course.
Mateus! I know it's you. Just
no,
stop.
No, Mateus. There's no Mateus. Did I f*** up? I'm sorry, boys.
Obviously,
what point did you think this was
going
to be the right move forward?
Julie, I'm so
getting
sorry.
Getting Mateus
obviously,
to pretend to be shut. Is Shannon real?
You messed it up. No.
I've never experienced anything like this in all these years of working with some pretty shady characters.
Can we talk about this, please?
That makes sense, Julie.
No.
Hey, hold on. Mateus, just
performance.
You could that was a performance?
It's crazy that you think I would fall for this.
I asked for a backstory, you gave me none of those things.
I am so sorry.
Never again.
I'm signing off. You guys, you can just go on without me. Why am I going
to
stick around?
Look, Julie, I swear to God we aren't lying.
Shannon is real, Julie. No, Shannon's real. We'll get her on the phone.
Can you give us one chance
here
to prove it, Julie?
Please.
Can you just give us a chance?
You have 1 minute. If you can get her on the phone right now, you have a minute, and then I'm hanging up.
Okay,
great.
That's fair.
Yeah,
That's fair. We'll call her right now.
Well, it's more than fair. This is absolutely insane.
You're right. This was our... up, I apologize. So just hold on.
I was good until I said Bentley.
Mateus,
wasn't I, Julie?
Can you please
wasn't
get
I good
off the
until
line?
I said Bentley?
We'll go over your notes later, okay, babe? Love you.
Hello.
Hey, Nana.
Oh, my little matzo balls are calling.
I'm sorry. Shannon's your grandma?
Nana Shannon, yeah. Webster's her maiden name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's it going? It's so nice to talk to you. We haven't talked to you in too long.
Well, I haven't talked to you for a long time. I guess you've been soaking in the chicken soup.
Only soaking in the soup if you made the broth, Nana.
Are you in hot water again?
Yeah, well, you could say we are in some hot water, actually.
Nana, so you remember a couple years ago how you helped us out a little bit by giving us all the money to do the better dish rack, the two of them on top of each other, dish jack? Remember that? Generous, evilist Nana.
Nana, we lose you?
I'm taking a slip of water, guys. Wait a minute.
Yes, okay, yeah. Feel free to any beverage you want at any point during the conversation. So, we are trying to figure out the next product, and we wanted to bring on, a woman to help us. And that is this wonderful person, Julie Burke, who is actually on the line with us now.
She's on the line. She wanted to meet you, and we kind of messed up, and we weren't super honest about our grandma being our other business partner. So we just wanted to introduce you guys so she knows that you're really real and part of the company. So, Julie, this is Shannon. Shannon, this is Julie.
Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Julie.
Wow, this is electric.
Here we all are now a real company together.
Okay, good.
Turning a new leaf here at Lilypad. And Grandma, we never set out to intentionally lie to Julie. You taught us way better than that. And Julie, I'm sure if you were in our shoes, you would have done the exact same thing.
No.
I want to apologize for my grandchildren. You know, they're kids and they get enthusiastic, and so they elaborate and exaggerate a bit. But that enthusiasm is wonderful, and I know you'll know what to do with it.
Yeah, I've certainly been on the other end of their enthusiasm. I can understand where you're coming from.
Wait. There's some noise outside. It's that skateboard. Listen, Mike, get out of my path, will you please? Take your f***ing board and get home. You must live in a stable. You hear me?
No, it sounds annoying.
No, it sounds like Mikey honestly deserves
Leave.
It.
Leave. Do you hear me? Leave. Well, we have to get rid of him. He comes over and he makes all this racket outside, and he even when I'm trying to think or sleep or something, he's a real pain in the ass. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, Nana, Mikey sounds like a bad apple, rotten kid. But anyway, Julie was just, feeling a bit anxious that our company was spending money to try to land an awesome celebrity endorsement for Dish Jack.
Tony Bennett, I know well.
Well, yeah, when we were out to Karen Gillan, who's sort of the Tony Bennett of our generation, but...
Right.
Yeah, but that was an $80,000 fan call.
Julie, not to interrupt you, but I have been playing with an idea that I think its time has come.
You have ideas you want to pitch too.
Yeah, Nana, I know that we still owe you notes on your Word doc that you sent us, but what is this it? Why don't you just tell us about it?
Well, I turned 90 over a year ago, and when I turned 90, I noticed something happened. I was at a 90-degree angle, so I saw things in a different viewpoint. All of a sudden, you've become invisible to the world. I mean, you can be sitting in your wheelchair or even just sitting at a table, and your ideas are not important anymore. It seems that they think you're passé.
Passé, yeah. Wow. Well,
yeah,
it does
we don't want you to feel invisible. You're not invisible to us. We see you and recognize you.
Seems like it's really horrible getting old, and we hope that it's has some resolution for you.
And not to change the subject, Nana, but...
I don't know. Do you see what I'm talking about, Julie?
Yeah. Definitely. I didn't know.
Listen, Mikey, take your board and go home. You're turning out to be a
Oh, wow.
Get home to the stable where you belong. You make so much noise, you're just a Get out of here.
Shannon, it's still
work. You hear me, Mikey? Get out of here.
Does she know
take all that noise with you, too. Oh, excuse me for being so rude, but...
Yeah, no, Julie, I mean, yeah, Nana, the kid sounds like a piece of shit. It's fine.
Yeah, he does. And, Nana, just wrapping out that other idea, we're going to check out your email and we'll get back to you, set a follow-up call with our notes on whatever your pitch is, but...
Yeah, something about being invisible or old.
We did have something that we wanted to just talk to you about.
How much do you need, guys? Come on, let's get to it.
Well, no, Grandma, it's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
You've been so generous in the past.
You've helped us so much. I mean, I guess technically it is about money, but...
It can just be a little bit more money.
A little bit more money, like not a whole reset. Like
partial reset, if anything.
Okay.
If we could just get $250,000, $300,000 to kind of bail ourselves out.
Yeah, pay off Karen Gillan's goons and just kind of move forward as a united front.
Well, that's a lot of money. That is a lot of money.
And listen, Shannon, you shouldn't invest in anything that you're not completely comfortable with. And maybe we just take a bit of a beat.
I definitely will think about it and I'll call our accountant.
Yeah, or Nana, if you just want to count this as a gift, a present, that's okay too.
All the presents you can think of for at least a year or two.
Yeah. This year's Christmas, birthday, Hanukkah for both of us
too. Okay, but let's look at it from a 90-degree angle. Does it still look good?
Yes.
Okay. You're good salesmen, boys. I'm going to certainly discuss it and try to do it for you.
Amazing, Nana. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. I mean, you can just put us in touch with your accountant if you want, and we can tell him that you said it was okay.
Well, I love you guys, and I would do anything to help you, and I want to see you be successful. Julie, I want to see you be successful, too. So let's all think about that.
Thank you, Shannon. Yeah, and I think that we don't go above Shannon to the accountant. I think that we always keep Shannon in the loop. And if, you know, you don't feel completely comfortable with this investment, Shannon, let's really take a beat. And maybe you and I could even hop on a phone call and really discuss the details of...
Yes, I like that. I like being kept informed. You know, I don't want to be invisible, as they said. I can be the silent partner and I won't talk much, but I can't be invisible. Okay, well, I know that you're busy making things happen with the product.
Yeah,
and,
we are, yeah.
I'm so glad Julie is aboard.
Yeah.
I look forward to meeting you, Julie. And boys, I hope you'll talk to me soon again.
I'm out here Passover in Brooklyn with Julie, so... Yeah, we'll come up for Passover.
We want to come over for Passover. We're going to come out and see you because we haven't in so long and we feel like it's ready.
Making brisket?
I'll make brisket, yes.
Oh, yummy, Nana.
I'm going to hang up, but we love you so, so much and thank you for the money.
You really,
I mean, you're such a lifesaver.
Bye, Julie.
Bye.
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 Oh, man.
She's great.
She's the best.
Right. Hang on. I'm just trying to process what has happened during this meeting, and I do...
We got a lot of money.
Yeah. I just need it to be heard that I am extremely uncomfortable and a little bit confused. I feel mildly violated. You guys catfished me with Shannon after requesting a meeting with her for months now.
We didn't try to get you to date her. I mean, I don't know if
that's on you.
No, but it was unacceptable how you have handled this meeting.
No, but it's embarrassing if your grandma helps you out a little
bit
with your good ideas.
How are you supposed to walk into a business meeting and be like, "My grandma did this"? You know, we're sorry. It was just embarrassing, and we shouldn't have done it. But we're really sorry. I mean, don't you understand?
No, I don't understand actually, but it doesn't matter. Here's what is going to happen now. We're going to finish out the rest of this 6-month contract. I'm not comfortable using your grandmother's money to do anything other than a Dish Jack sequel because I actually think that between us, we can make some money on that.
On the Dish Jack Pro, if you like that.
Right. Yeah, let's go Dish Jack Pro. Sounds great.
Okay.
Dish Jack Max
great.
Is still on the table, but...
Yeah, or Dish Jack Daddy Mac was the one that I liked.
Yeah, Daddy Dish Jack.
We can figure out the name later. I do really have to go.
Okay. All right, well, this actually seems like it all really... I'm sorry about the lying at the beginning, but it seems like it all really worked out. I mean, I think we can
and
all...
And I do want to point out that Mateus is crying in the shower, so he does feel bad himself, so if that makes you feel better.
Mateus, you want to come in here and apologize when you're all through? He's still crying.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll be frank. I was getting increasingly frustrated that I couldn't pick her brain about what happened on the calls. And sometimes that frustration was misdirected at Julie. Idiotic, I know. I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt. And this is pure speculation. But I guess it's conceivable that Julie thought she had the boys right where she wanted them. Humbled, apologetic, and finally focused on something in their wheelhouse. She must have thought that if she held on a little longer, she'd be on Easy Street. But as it turned out, Easy Street had a detour. Next time on Conference Call.
Conference Call is an original production of Paradiso Media. It was produced by me, Molly O'Keefe, Jeff Ward, and Gregory Stees. Starring Elizabeth Henstridge as Julie Burke, Jeff Ward as Joel Toad, Gregory Stees as Jed Toad, with Emma Roberts as Charlotte Dunn. Featuring Aaron Schroeder as Mateus and Joyce Amy as Shannon Webster. The show was adapted from the Deezer original podcast Conf Call, created in French by Lorenzo Benedetti and Louis Debussy. Conference Call was written and directed by Jeff Ward and Gregory Stees. Our production lead is Yael Evan Orr. Executive producers are Emmy Norris, Lorenzo Benedetti, Louis Debussy, and Benoit Duneg. And associate producer, Brendan Galbraith. Editing and sound design by Gregory Stees. Original music by Sam Nelson, with additional music provided by DeWolf Music and Blue Dot Sessions. Mix and mastering by Anis Kut. Our cover art was designed by Stefania Sotile and legal services provided by Lisa Nitti. Conference Call was an official selection of Tribeca Film Festival's audio storytelling program.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.